But right now, though, my first guest of the afternoon is on the line. He's Herschel Jarvitz. He's CEO of Jarvitz Properties. As I said, probably one of the more preeminent real estate companies in the country. We're going to be touching base on what on earth is happening in the property market. Herschel Jarvitz, thank you for being with me on Chai FM.
Good afternoon, Simon. Thanks for having me on the show.
So I do want to chat to you about the market in general, and we'll get into that in just a moment. I also, just giving you the heads up, I want to touch on a couple of comments made by Franz Cronier in his The Common Sense, where he talks about enclaves and municipalities. I'm just giving you a heads up of where I want to go with you this afternoon.
Absolutely.
But right now, though, let's talk about the fact that people are saying there are green shoots in this market. And Herschel, I don't know, I am a regular watcher of what happens on Property 24, and for the first time you put in Parktown North or you put in Parkwood or any of those parks, and suddenly for the first time in many months you're seeing sold reserved. Is there in fact change?
Simon, thanks. Yes, there is some change. I'm not going to use the word green shoots. I think I would be retiring if there were as many green shoots as people say they are.
Okay.
But I think, as per your first song, I think there is a little bit of sunshine in the residential market, and especially for the first time for sellers. I know this market is predominantly, or your listeners are more Gauteng based, but certainly around the country. And what's driving that is that property prices virtually in all parts of the country other than the Western Cape are coming off a very, very low base. So the buying opportunities are still really good, and that we are in a slightly lower interest rate environment than we've been over the last 3 years, even though interest rates have ticked up over the last couple of months. So number one, the buying opportunities remain very firm. And secondly, what we're starting to see for a whole host of reasons is that there is a shortage of stock developing, and that's because there are simply less properties on the market for sale and there are more buyers. So the market from a price point of view has bottomed out. It's moving upwards off a low base, and the competition in the market more or less at the moment is between buyers for less properties for sale, which is very different to what it's been over the last couple of years, where there's been a glut of properties and less buyers.
And how did we arrive at that point? Is immigration slowing? What accounts for that dynamic?
So first, as I mentioned, on the demand side, property prices are sitting at a very low level, certainly across Gauteng as an example. So the buying opportunities are really good. I know we're going to discuss Franz Cronier in a moment, but certainly in Johannesburg, if you're willing to take the risk of optimism in Johannesburg, the buying opportunities are really fantastic if you're willing to take the risk of optimism, and many people are. Interest rates are down, are at lower levels, and the bank lending environment is very positive. So that's on the demand side. On the supply side, there are a whole host of reasons, including number one, as you mentioned, that there are less people immigrating. And I know it's cliched, but many of the hosts on Chai FM have spoken about it. The southern tip of Africa, for a whole host of reasons, politically, socially, certainly in the Jewish community, is probably a very good place to be. I think Green. That there are a whole host of people who at the prices that they're potentially getting for their homes now, even though they're slightly better, simply can't afford to sell based on where they want to go. And so, for example, the semigration trend is slowing down for that sort of reason. And then I think people are also just sitting tighter a little more. You know, I think where we started at the beginning of the year, I think we were expecting probably lower interest rates, a more favorable economic environment. Obviously, those winds have shifted for all the reasons we know. So for all of those reasons, I think that there are less properties for sale. And so that's good for sellers and creating much stronger competition amongst buyers.
So it's interesting because an article that I was reading a little earlier today spoke about price growth of 7.7 to 8%, which is pretty decent. But the problem is if you strip out inflation, then basically the property market's just been flat since 2008. And I'm one of those who bought 10, 15 years ago. I'm not going to get what I paid for it in real terms in 2026.
Yeah, and it's a bit like the cobbler who's got no shoes. I'm probably in a similar position in Waverley where I live, and that's the challenge. Certainly, in fact, if you look at Gauteng, for the most part, even though inflation has now come down to lower levels, in for the most part, people's property values have actually been declining, not only in real terms when you strip out inflation, but in many parts of the country, including Gauteng, home prices have been falling in nominal terms, which is exponentially more damaging to people's wealth. And hence, the reason to try and move to a much lower inflation environment. At the beginning, the inflation was at 3%, and that gave property prices a real opportunity to grow in real terms, because inflation was low and we were starting to see some uptick in demand. The growth of 7 to 8%, I think, is limited to some really sort of nodes like the Western Cape, and the markets that are buoyed by tourism, and we'll discuss infrastructure and those sorts of things. I would say in Gauteng at the moment, and certainly in Joburg, property price growth in nominal terms is sitting at somewhere in the region of 3.5 to 4%, which at the beginning of the year gave you some real growth in property prices, even if it was marginal. But with inflation now sitting at 4.5%,
You're going backwards.
certainly in real terms, property price growth is hanging on for dear life at the moment in real terms.
So let's talk about some of the comments made by Frans Grenier, amongst others, the Helen effect. He seems to be of the opinion that there's tremendous upside if Helen does, in fact, take the city. Problem is that you're sitting in a casino betting on red or black. What's the upside
And
if she
hence,
wins? What's the upside?
so. I mean, I think the residential market is driven by two factors. It's driven by sentiment and confidence and affordability. And the analogy would be this, Simon, is that if you look at the Western Cape, which is leading the property market in terms of price growth at 7 or 8%, and then you compare that to Gauteng, and you say not only infrastructure, but you talk about mountain views and sea views and the lifestyle. But
Exactly.
then you look at our other coastal regions like KwaZulu-Natal or the Eastern Cape, and the beaches in some parts of those coastlines are no less beautiful and spectacular than they are in the Western Cape, but their property markets are sitting in the same condition as is Gauteng's and Johannesburg's. So it's got far less to do with beaches and sea views and mountain views as it's
Interesting.
got to do with infrastructure and confidence in that market. And that, to a large degree, is what's
Fascinating.
driving the Western Cape market, in addition to factors like tourism, as an example. So when you talk about the Helen factor, and as I mentioned earlier, is that I think there are a lot of people, for a whole host of reasons, who are committed to Joburg, who are here and have taken a long-term view for whatever reason, family, careers, and or otherwise. But I do think that if Helen Zille comes in, and there are all sorts of ands, ifs, or buts around coalition, outright majority, but I think that you will just see a natural lift in sentiment, because I think people's natural outlook is to be optimistic about the future. And people buying in Johannesburg are taking that more optimistic view, even if it's driven by really affordable property prices. So I do think that we'll see a lift. There is always a honeymoon period, and then the reality starts to set in. But I think that's the risk of the definition of optimism. It's not blind faith, it's the belief that the future will be better. This is where we are. And I think with Helen Zille in place, that people will start to take a more positive view of the long-term outlook in Johannesburg.
And as you say, boy, coming off a really low base, because I don't know anywhere in the world where you live like we live in Johannesburg with the kind of money that you have to pay for it. I don't think it exists. I want to
Exactly.
talk.
And I
Yeah, no,
carry
go
on,
on.
sorry.
No,
Now,
you.
and we will start to see some better property price growth, and the opportunities to start getting that into 5 and 6% is there, and that starts to look a whole lot more healthy, and especially where inflation over time will hopefully come back down to sort of the 3, 3.5% mark.
I want to talk to you about this enclave economy, again, something that France talks about quite a lot. I wasn't really aware of it to the extent that I am now, but apparently there's a growing argument that South Africa is drifting toward an enclave future. So it's going to be private estates where they handle the security and the roads and emergency responses and even infrastructure. Do you think this is happening because people are just gutful and had it with municipalities and kind of feel they need to take their futures in their own hands?
I think probably the initial driver around estates, and certainly, for example, in Gauteng, estates have been around for a lot longer. They're far more prevalent now in the Western Cape than they were a while ago, as an example, in other parts of the country. I think the initial driver was around less about infrastructure, more around security, and more around secure living. But I think over time, we have started to see more and more of these estates developing, or enclave living, as Frans Cronje calls it, in different forms. So, for example, you're seeing more and more gated or secure suburbs in Johannesburg that don't have private entrances but are rather boomed. And that is also driven around security, driven around the residents taking charge of what local government isn't delivering. In parts of Cape Town, for example, like in Kenilworth, you have these districts where, in fact, they are almost self-contained municipal districts where the owners in Kenilworth in Cape Town, for example, pay a rates and tax levy to their own residents association for the upkeep of roads and security, which sits somewhere between gated communities and what the municipality is supposed to do. And then obviously you've got the environments, you know, you've got the pothole patrols. So I think it's a combination of both, that we will see enclave, but I think in different forms, because walled estates like Steyn City and or similar are really the enclave of people who have lots of money. Yes. And I think that more and more people into the middle class are saying, how can we access that kind of safety or infrastructure improvement where we don't have access to those gated communities? And I think it needs to be balanced with the view. And I know that, for example, the likes of CAP and the Green Team are very focused on taking back public parks and streets. I think there's going to be a combination of both of that, and that enclave living is going to be more community-based as opposed to necessarily a walled, gated community. And I think there are pros and cons to both.
Herschel, we need half an hour, not 10 minutes, but finally, just maybe talk to me just very briefly about the rental market. Where do you see it going and off what base?
So I think the rental market is also positive for the reasons similar to demand is outstripping supply. There's been very little new build coming onto the market, and I think the demand is still very, very strong. Tenants generally tend to be more price sensitive because often, you know, they're renting because they can't afford to buy. So they're much more sensitive to escalations in rentals. But I think overall the rental market is fairly healthy, and I think for investors that the yields are getting slightly better, because I think certainly in Johannesburg, as an example, the rental escalations are exceeding the rate at which property prices are growing, and hence for investors that yields are looking a little bit better than they have for some time now.
Herschel Jarvitz, loved every second of that discussion. Thank you so much for chatting to me here on Chai FM. That was Herschel Jarvitz, CEO of Jarvitz Properties.